everyone, and welcome to the Barbell Mamas podcast. My name is Christina Previtt. I'm a pelvic floor physical therapist, researcher in exercise and pregnancy, and a mom of two who has competed in CrossFit, powerlifting, or weightlifting, pregnant, postpartum, or both. In this podcast, we want to talk about the realities of being a mom who loves to exercise. Whether you're a recreational exerciser or an athlete, we want to talk about all of the things that we go through as females going into this motherhood journey. We're going to talk about fertility, pregnancy, and postpartum topics that are relevant to the active individual. While I am a pelvic floor physical therapist, I am not your pelvic floor physical therapist, and know that this podcast does not substitute medical advice. All right, come along for this journey with us while we navigate motherhood together, and I can't wait to get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Barbell Mamas podcast. My name is Christina Previtt, and this day, it's Easter Monday, kiddos are home, and so I have a very special guest with me. So I am going to be having a chat with my daughter, Maya. I want to say hi, Maya. Hi. About the way that we incorporate movement into our family, right?
Yes.
So Maya, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? So let's say first, how old are you?
Four.
Four. When do you turn five?
April 29th.
April 29th. So that's this month. Do you know that it's April 1st that we're recording this?
Yay!
What are we doing for your birthday?
We're going to do a unicorn theme birthday party for me.
Where are we going?
We're going to the jump park.
Yeah, so we're going to the trampoline park for her birthday. So Maya's a really special age because she's been starting to come into the gym with us a little bit more. And so when she was a baby, we owned a gym. So Maya was always with us when we were exercising, even when she was itty bitty. She's making little noises. And then as you got older, you would come to the gym with us.
But
and now muscles. You want muscles. Is that right? Now you want muscles? Are you flexing?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So Maya, why do we move our bodies?
To get strong.
Yeah. Why is it good to be strong?
So we can move.
Yeah. So our bodies feel good, right?
Yeah. So if we didn't have a muscle, that we couldn't move.
That's right. The muscles help us feel strong so we can do all the fun stuff. What do you like to do to move your body?
I do the barbells.
The barbells? You put the barbells over your head. Do you have your own barbell?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do mommy and daddy make you do anything in the gym?
No.
No. Oh, that's right. So, but you get to see mommy and daddy in the gym all the time.
Yeah, because like today I didn't feel the spirit for them.
You didn't want to go in the gym with us?
No.
So you kind of hung out and played?
Yeah, because I was playing with my squishmallows.
Yeah, so you didn't really want to go into the gym.
Yeah, I want to play.
And so one of the things that we've been really trying to prioritize with our kids, and everybody's got their own like thoughts and feelings on this, is that we've never wanted to force exercise on Maya or Quinn, but we've always wanted to show that exercise is something that's good for our bodies. It makes our bodies and our minds feel good.
So I grew up that they told me one more time, I listened and I go down.
So we tell you all the time about how important exercise is? Yes, no? Do we tell you all the time? Or do we just try and prioritize moving our bodies?
Go!
We say go, go, go. That's right. And so we've never really felt like the need to force exercise on Maya, but she's definitely a high energy kid and she likes moving around.
Hi!
And so one of the best things that we think that we could have done is to be a role model in the gym. And so as a role model, we were just trying to incorporate movement into our own day. So Maya, now what do you do for sports?
I do soccer.
Yep. And what do you go to on Thursday nights?
Where do you go?
Yeah, you go to gymnastics. And so we have all of our equipment at home. And so Maya has rings that she can play on.
Yeah.
And we have a pull-up rig in our garage. And so she's been able to practice some of her gymnastic skills in the gym. But again, for her, it's always been about more like movement snacks being in the gym with us rather than us getting her involved in some of our lifting.
So like one day I put in crackers and the cinnamon roll in the garage.
And you brought it into the garage for a snack while we were working out?
Mommy.
Yeah, so exactly. Sometimes the whole idea is that she's kind of just getting into the gym with us so we can move our bodies and prioritize it. Yeah. That we can prioritize it, but other times she's actively involved. And so the way that we've kind of incorporated movement into our day, because it's so hard when you're working and you're doing all these things, is to try and gamify it and make it fun when we're in the space with them. And then also kind of let go of any expectations sometimes about what our training is going to look like. So when I was in competitive seasons of my career, and career is such a rough word because I was never really a professional athlete by any stretch, but when I was really thinking about being competitive training wise,
yes,
it would be hard sometimes to have disruptions, which, you know, that mindset and that mentality changes so much when you have kids, because you guys are constantly disrupting and including on this podcast. And so that's okay. And that shift in our mentality was really helpful. And now as Maya is getting a little bit older, my youngest is almost 2.5 and Maya is about to turn 5. Our relationship with them and movement has changed. He's 2 and he turns 3 in August, right? So now they're getting to an age where we can show expressions of our fitness outside of the gym and show.
Oh, like mom.
You do look a lot like mom, where we're able to prioritize some of this fitness with them. So when they were younger and they were in car seats and I was kind of in the throes of my postpartum recovery, it felt a lot like, you know, Nick and I, my husband and I were trading back and forth around, we're trading back and forth around who had the baby and other people could work out, or we would be in the garage together and in between our squat sets, he would have the baby and I would squat and vice versa. Then you have 2 and that dynamic changes a little bit and then it makes it harder. But as they get a bit older, it shifts again where now you get to come into the gym with me and we get to start doing some of these fitness things together. Okay, what would you like to say?
Unicorn and doing a unicorn.
So you get to a unicorn party and something that is active and lets you move your body, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
to eat cake.
And that's all about moderation and cake and presents. So now that she's a little bit older, now she's interested in doing things like gymnastics and soccer. But we also go and do walks at the conservation area and stuff, right? Did you go on a walk with your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your favorite part about being at the conservation area? What was your favorite part?
Some 2 sticks that could go in our back in our home, and it's our walking stick. There was one for me and one for dad.
Yeah, there you go. And you walked a couple of kilometers, didn't you?
Yes, I.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, just like this podcast, a lot of the stuff that we see is very imperfect, right? Like you see all the highlight reels on social media and you see the way that people look like they're getting 12 hours of training in and they're doing all this fancy stuff. But honestly, it's simply not true. And, you know, when I stopped using the highlight reel as one of our comparisons, it really did make a big difference in the way that I interacted with fitness and I interacted with fitness with my kiddos. And it was something that I thought was really helpful. All right. I'm going to pause and we're going to let Maya go upstairs and we're going to chat a little bit more. So let's kind of talk about the 5 principles that we've used. Just kind of, this is more of an opinion thing about how we incorporate exercise and fitness as a family of 4 into our routine. And so the first thing is around how we talk about fitness. So we never talk to Maya or Quinn about using exercise as a way to change our body in any way. We're not trying to get bigger. We're not trying to get smaller. We are using exercise to make our bodies feel good. And so when we move our bodies feel better. And that means that we can show up the best way that we can.
And, you know, that may make me like really a 90s kid where, you know, our parents talked a lot about trying to manipulate their body size through exercise. And that's not the relationship that we're hoping that our kids have when it comes to exercise and moving their body. The second thing is that we never force our kids to exercise with us. We always give them the opportunity to, like, they have their own equipment in the gym. We try and work out around them and be able to have the capacity to work out with us if they want to. But but it's never something that we force on them. And sometimes they'll be with us for, you know, 30 seconds. Sometimes they'll be working out with us for 5 minutes. And that is always a choice that they can make. The third thing is that we always monitor our expectations when we have kids working out with us in the gym. And so we try to, you know, say any workout is a good workout. We try and keep our intensity. We have a plan for training that day, but it's never anything that, you know, can't be modified. There's always an asterisk sign, and we try not to hold a lot of emotions around that, which can be really, really difficult. And I've had a lot of seasons where, you know, I would have been really upset if I was deviating from plan. But parenthood has just given me kind of a bit of a flexibility when it comes to exercise in the gym. The fourth thing is that one of mine and Nick's goals is to always be role models to movement with our kiddos. I work for a company called the Institute of Clinical Excellence, and we have some ICISms. And one of the ICISms that we use all the time is be about it and people follow people. And, you know, I kind of take that into my own parenting journey, where I know that the best thing that I can do is to show that I'm exercising myself in front of my kids and talk about exercise in a positive way. You know, like for me, exercise has never been punishment. It has always been reward and positive, even if, you know, I have bad training days. I never use exercise as a way to punish my body. It's always to make my body feel good. And so that is something that we are always going to try and incorporate into our journeys. And then kind of finally, when we are thinking about exercise in the gym, is for us, it's always been a group effort. And so I know that there are people who are listening to this podcast that do not have the same support structures in place. Nick and I have been in times where, you know, we were lucky that we had a gym that had childcare because we didn't have any family nearby. But, you know, exercise has been something that is important to both Nick and myself. And I feel very, very lucky that I have a supportive partner who knows or feels that my exercise is just as important as his. You know, there's a lot of sacrifice that happens in motherhood. I should say in parenthood too, but a lot of the burden around the house can oftentimes come on mom. And having a partner that recognizes that I show up as a better person when I am exercising just as much as he does is something that has been, I've been so thankful for that. And so as our kiddos get a little bit older and I feel like I'm not in that haze of immediate postpartum-ness, my relationship with some of those things has changed. And so it's been really fun to kind of see our kiddos show up a bit more in the gym space and just, you know, figure out ways that they like to move their bodies and ways that we can incorporate that and kind of bring this into, you know, the way that our family is structured and the way that our day is structured when it comes to fitness. So I guess I just want to finish off this podcast by, you know, acknowledging that these seasons can be really hard. You know, I feel like we're in this really beautiful season. I have loved 2 and 4, and we are about to have a 5-year-old. And so it's going to be a whole hand in, you know, but I have also had moments where it feels like fitness is like unattainable. And so, you know, having ways to incorporate fitness into our bodies and or into our routines so that we can move our body has been something that I have thought of as an unbelievable blessing in our day-to-day lives. And it has taken some sacrifice and some recalibration of expectations, but it is definitely something that we've enjoyed having our kiddos with us in the gym. And it's hopefully something that we're going to be able to continue. So Maya has been watching. She's here with me now. She's been watching Rory Vanya lift. Do you remember Rory? Did we show you the girl who, remember the girl that started weightlifting?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty strong, wasn't she?
She's like, boom, boom, boom.
She's going boom, boom, boom with those weights. I know. I think she's stronger than me at 10 years old.
And stronger than me.
Yeah, but how do we get strong?
By moving our body.
And practicing. That's right. That's right. And so, you know, all of those things, we have a lot more individuals who are role modeling some of these types of exercise. And so I really hope that it's something that we can continue to do.
Sorry that I put the worst picture down.
Oh, Maya dropped a picture before we started recording this podcast. That's okay. All right, Maya, anything else that you want to tell our listeners before we turn off the podcast? What do you want to say?
Oh, that I like to jump on trampolines. And every time I make friends at the trampoline park, and one day I saw a case at the trampoline
from
my school, and she's in my class.
That is awesome. Does Mommy and Daddy jump on the trampoline with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we see lots of moms who don't jump on the trampoline because sometimes they have pelvic floor issues, but that is an episode for another day.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I hope you all had a very wonderful Easter. You had lots of time with family and friends. And this kiddo is going back to school tomorrow when this episode comes out.
Let's do an Easter hunt there too.
Oh my gosh, she's so spoiled. So I hope you all had a wonderful long weekend. She had three.
Easter already in number four.
And hope you all have a wonderful Easter. Hopefully you had as many Easter egg hunts as Maya. And we will see you all next week. Say bye.
Bye.